Good morning, Sally Wenley.
Good morning, Catherine.
Black Art of Killing is your book. It is by Matthew Hall.
Yes, this is a thriller by Hall. It's about a middle-aged former Special Forces soldier from the UK, and he changes his life dramatically by becoming an academic at Oxford. So he's stabbing at a laptop, you know, rather than his former life stabbing terrorists. Black's popular with the students, and he attracts a large number to his lectures. But his mysterious military background has the hierarchy at the university rather concerned about how it will affect their reputation. Now, he's a bit of a loner, but he becomes friends with another lecturer and researcher, and she's working on saving the planet by growing bug-resistant genetic trees. And she's obviously attracted to Black, but he's unsure whether to pursue a romance. And in parallel to this, a former comrade in the SAS and military of his, his best friend, was killed in Paris while protecting a scientist, and this scientist was then kidnapped. So Black, he's battling with his own conscience about whether, you know, he returns to being a soldier or continues being an academic. He chooses the former, and this middle-aged man ends up in a South American jungle trying to rescue several kidnapped scientists. Now, these scientists, they've been kept in a compound protected by several hundred mercenary men, and they're forced to continue their research on brains, which is all about controlling brains and making them do things that they wouldn't normally do. And this research starts in monkeys and then it moves on to a very illegal human trial.
Wow, it's an interesting setup. You can't tell us exactly what happens. But does it develop and does it require a leap, too large a leap of imagination, or does it pick up speed?
It varies. It goes up and down, and sometimes the plot's really busy and sometimes it falls a bit flat. And I think part of it is that the author, he's written several TV series in the UK, and this novel started off as a script for TV and it was rejected. So he turned it into a novel, and this makes me think, I felt that he overwrote some of the descriptions, and it could, you know, the gut-wrenching detail may have been better for a TV producer to use in what they're doing, because the descriptions of Hall killing, that Hall described with his character Black killing several people, and what happened to these monkeys used for the medical trials was a bit yucky. I can't read them out on loud on the radio at this time of the day, Catherine. It was a bit of an overkill of adjectives and adverbs for me.
What happens to the plot, Sally? Because obviously it's got potential to be enormous consequences. Does the plot progress or end up being?
It does progress, but it gets a bit far-fetched. For example, he ends up in a South African jungle, and you know, his military prowess and single-handed skills at killing people and making things explode and doing all sorts of amazing things was just a wee bit too far-fetched. So there were several different plots. There was what he was doing to try and save these scientists and get revenge for his friend's death, and then there was this scientific exploration and research which was being done, and then there was the other plot about his potential love interest, and I don't think he was that good at writing about love and romance. It was a bit clumsy, he felt that his potential romantic partner, her lips were described as velvet. That didn't really work for me.
It sounds a bit average, Sally, to be frank.
Yeah, and I think his character I didn't like, and actually I think that was quite good because it was a challenge. You know, Lee Child, his Jack Reacher character, he's a bit of a likeable rogue. I didn't really like Black's character, but that's not a bad thing. It challenged me a bit. So I'd say the scientific plot, that was really interesting. Character's soldiering skills was a bit ridiculous, but it was extremely action-packed, maybe 5 out of 10.
Thank you, Sally.
During social isolation.
Thank you, Sally. Black Art of Killing is by Matthew Hall, published by Penguin Random House.